Now, one other key issue that is facing this country, I mean, everybody is talking about it, and the House just voted on it yesterday, was providing $700 million in dealing with this border crisis, which included $70 million in National Guard money, more than $400 million for the Department of Homeland Security to boost some of the border security, and nearly $200 million for housing and quote-unquote humanitarian assistance. So the House pushed through this bill, and you were one of 11 Republicans to vote against that bill. There are a lot of conservatives and Republicans who have been very curious as to why that is the case, some frustrated, some wondering what's going on, and I wanted to give you a chance to explain that vote.
Well, there are actually two votes. The vote on the border security bill, I voted for. I voted yes on that bill.
Right. It was the deportation component.
And then the second bill had some serious legal ambiguities to it, and I think that's, again, an entire different discussion. But the first part of the bill, of course, is a border issue that, look, we dealt with border security in the bill. We dealt with humane treatment of the children. And third, we make sure that we have responsible Central American allies when it comes to the use of our foreign aid and the protection of their borders so that we can reunite these families and make sure that we are protecting kids who need protection. When it comes to the second vote, I think you create a significant legal ambiguity problem that's going to lead to children having the rug pulled out from underneath them, winding up in court, and creating a judicial ambiguity that is unacceptable in this country.
To be clear, that this other bill would prevent President Obama from expanding a program that suspended deportations for some illegal immigrants who came to the U.S. as children. And you felt that there were holes and gaps, is what you're saying in that.
Well, what I'm saying is that this creates a legal system that children are going to get caught right in the middle of, and I believe that is not the best policy for this country to pursue. I think this administration has failed to lead on immigration reform in terms of a way to work together. Has the administration talked about a need for immigration reform? Yes. Have they tried to say that we ought to move forward this way or that way? Yes. But have they actually been able to come to the House with a attitude of let's get this done? I think you've seen a lot of politics instead of actually people trying to find solutions.
We've got about a minute left with Congressman Cory Gardner, our guest, and thank you for clarifying about those two bills. I thought you had voted for the first one. But what do you think we really need to be doing right now to address this crisis? Especially, I'm really concerned about Ebola and the potential of that coming across the borders, even by terrorist means, for example. I mean, we have so many people, then we don't know what they're doing here.
Look, I don't think there's any threat of that.
I don't think so either. But
that's something that I would not be concerned about, including the comments made by CDC and some of the health organizations that have been involved in that. This just shows leadership is required on immigration reform. We need an immigration policy that starts with border security, a workable guest program, making sure that we have an e-verify system that works, addressing the entry-exit system of this country, recognizing the need for visa reform and beyond. But I think if we do that, then we can come together and find a solution that will protect our borders and create a system of immigration that will actually work. I fear that you have people who are simply trying to use this for political gain and trying to play politics instead of actually saying, hey, how do we work together and find a solution?
Piecemeal approach or comprehensive approach?
I think that you have people in the House who are going to want a step-by-step approach, and if that's the way it happens, then let's work on a step-by-step approach. Secure the border, guest worker program, move along in a way that will actually show the American people that we can get the job done. And I think if that's the way the president would work, then he could have immigration reform, especially with some of the people who have been opposed to it so far.
Yeah, and I definitely think step-by-step personally is the approach to take.